This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate and humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza.
The vote was 13-1 in favor of a ceasefire. The U.S. was the one.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire,
which Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says would simply help Hamas keep ruling Gaza.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war.
Echoed by Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
A ceasefire means that the suffering of all will carry on.
The vote came after Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour pleaded for the fighting to stop.
In the name of humanity, in the name of justice.
The Security Council held the emergency meeting after Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza without a ceasefire.
We are at the breaking point.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will seek another presidential term.
Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his bid for the presidential election next March that he's all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power, despite starting an immensely costly war in Europe that's taken thousands of his countrymen's lives and provoked repeated attacks inside Russia, including one on the Kremlin itself. Putin announced his decision after Friday's Kremlin award ceremony. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union negotiators have clinched a deal on the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rules. The announcement paves the way for legal oversight of emerging technology used in popular services that's promised to transform everyday life and spread.